Thank you so much for tuning into this weekend podcast of Molloy from Triple M. Heard weekday afternoons, 4 o'clock all around Australia, streaming live on the Listener app as well. Let's take a look at what happened with Clown of the Week.
There are many contenders.
The Eagle has landed.
Your wife is in me DMs, hey baby!
Ooh!
And who will it be this week?
Someone's going to have their eye out.
Time to reveal.
New South Wales is the gold standard.
Clown of the Week.
Oh, it's all happening.
Yes.
Dave, Clown of the Week, welcome aboard. 133353. Get involved. There's a lot going on.
Plenty of people to be clowned.
Well, there is. I might start, if I may.
Yeah, sure.
Jeff Bezos. Because, I mean, good on him for going into space. Why wear a cowboy hat?
That was a bit odd.
I don't get that.
No.
Why don't we just send Molly Meldrum into space?
Bobcatter.
The Bobcatter.
You know, go that.
Molly Meldrum can't climb a ladder. Imagine him at
trying to get up.
100 miles.
Yeah.
You're an idiot, Jeff Bezos. You're a rich man. You're doing the right thing, but take the cowboy hat off.
Yeah.
And what did he add? What's his first line on, in space?
Well, it was the anniversary, wasn't it, of the Apollo 11 mission. So let's have a listen.
You just have to wait for it. Who wants a Skittle?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on.
All right, see if you can catch this in your mouth.
Who wants a Skittle?
Who wants a Skittle? Can I say the other interesting part of that footage was, to me, you're being shot into space.
Yeah.
Outside the windows is space.
Yes.
The final frontier.
Yep.
You know what they're doing?
Yeah.
Looking at each other, passing around Skittles, and batting a ball to each other. Look out the friggin' window, you dick!
Here is your moment, your four-minute window
your four minute
of the
window
Earth.
And they're looking at each other.
Too busy throwing coloured lollies into your mouth.
What is wrong with people? Clown them.
Clown.
Murray's on the line. Murray, who do you want to clown?
Hey, Mickey. Hey, Dave. Hey, long mate. Time, first time.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, mate. Who's copping it?
Anastasia Palaszczuk and John Coates.
Okay. Well,
not just for clown of the week, clown of the year.
All right. What's your essential
what's
beef?
Happened?
Well, firstly, they're very bad actors.
Right. Yeah.
And secondly, if they think anyone in Australia believes that little puppet show they put on where she wasn't going to go to the opening. She was just going to come straight home. And then he goes, oh, no, you've got to come.
If that it did seem a bit fanciful. John Coates was a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
He was very patriarchal,
yeah.
I thought. However, I think you're right. I think the idea was to get her a pass to the opening ceremony.
Mm.
Oh, without a doubt. Because she told the people of Queensland and Australia that, I'm just going over there. I've got to do what I've got to do for the people of Queensland. And then I'm coming straight home. But that it's a bit like if your wife says to you, you can't go to the pub with your mate Darren on the weekend. So you get Darren to come around and make the appeal on your behalf. Isn't it? It really was.
I love it, Murray.
Hey, Murray, I'm getting a sense here. Not a huge fan of Anastasia
Palaszczuk. not a big
All right, duke him, Dave.
You got a case of Brick Lane, Murray, from Coffs Harbour, or Moffs Harbour. Thanks so much for calling through, mate. Appreciate that.
Take Jason. Jason's on the line. Who do you want to clown, Jason?
Hey, Jason.
How you going, boys? Yeah, I want to clown my mate Greg.
Greg's
because
coming,
now,
I
yeah, no, like, he's a fool. But anyway.
What's he done?
Well, you know how you got to scan the QR codes, Mickey?
Yeah, that's right. You do.
Well,
you get your phone out. Scan.
Well, yeah. So this guy, I go, how you going with the scan of the QR codes? He goes, what do you mean scanning? He's been taking photos of him, Mickey. He's got about 1,000 QR codes on his phone. His phone goes, no more photos allowed because it's full.
He's taking photos of the QR.
Who would do that?
Oh, Mick.
Oh, Greg would.
Look,
you've
I have
done
to
it,
admit, when
it's,
the whole thing started,
There was an air
of confusion, Jason.
Oh, let's clown me.
And for a brief window, I was possibly taking photos of things.
Because it is quite the process, because you've got to focus it on your camera, and then it'll open up the app for you. But not taking 1,000 photos.
It blows my mind. And then to make way for them, you've got to delete your dick pics. So much rigmarole to go through. Well, Jason. Jason, duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane draft on its way for you, mate, from Mildura. Thanks for calling through.
I want to clown those calling for shark attacks to be rebranded as negative encounters.
Can't do it.
You cannot do it. It's
bull.
A shark attack.
That's bull. Exactly what it is.
I had a negative encounter with a shark. How negative? It took my leg off.
They've got big teeth and they're about to chomp into you. That's not a
called.
Negative
there's
encounter.
There's a film called Jaws
yes.
about shark attacks, not negative encounters. I mean, it had to change it. It'd be like this.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution.
Watch out! She's having a negative encounter!
We've got a panic on our hands on the 4th of July.
line.
It's just another shark interaction.
We're not only going to have to close the beach, we're going to have to hire somebody to kill the shark.
But I'll catch him.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Hold on tight, it's a negative encounter!
None of man's fantasies of evil can compare with the reality of Jaws.
You get the idea. I'd like to clown on the French film Titane. For winning the top honour at the Cannes Film Festival, it tells the story of a young woman who, after a car accident in her childhood, develops a peculiar relationship with vehicles and goes on to have sex with cars, kills without care, becomes pregnant to a vintage Cadillac. I mean, that old one.
Who hasn't?
I can't believe it. I was working on something very similar.
Were you?
If you're going to get up the duff, don't do it to a vintage Cadillac.
Chevy, maybe.
Leyland.
The P76.
P76. You had a Corolla, start small. Yeah. Work your way up the order.
That's in Sunny.
What if you had twin Nissan Bluebirds? You've got to give birth to a car, right?
Sure.
It's going to be difficult.
Good motor in the Bluebird, too.
I don't know. That sounded creepy. I don't know why.
Pregnant to a Cadillac. To the turn. I'm going to watch it, though. I will watch that.
At the birth, but do you go to the hospital or the mechanics?
That's right.
Keep doing.
Yeah.
Up on the hoist.
They'll believe it.
I want to see the film. I don't know why.
Yeah.
What about South Australian Chief Health Officer Nicola Spurrier?
Yep.
It's Clowner Dave.
Okay.
She's my favourite health
CHO?
Chief Health Officer.
Right.
This time for suggesting to her husband to distract himself during lockdown. Have a listen.
If you've got plenty of food at home, then use the food that you've got at home and just try and relax, try and, you know, think of some hobbies to do. As I said to my husband when I left home this morning, this is the day you can tidy up your sock drawer. Okay, try and think of some things that are, take your mind off the fact that you're in lockdown.
It's all good for you, but what about Bert Newton?
I mean, it's twice in a week.
Hardly. What's he going to do?
That's true.
Sit there and stare at an empty drawer.
Socks sitting in
there. Hey, it's a gag, man.
He knows it.
He loves that stuff.
He does, indeed.
He's listening.
Yep.
Absolute icon of this country.
Love him.
She's great. My favourite was her, Nicola Spurrier. Mm. I wish I was her husband and she could give me things to do around
here. All little orders, yeah.
Here she is talking about the football.
Regardless of COVID, this ball has been touched by many sweaty men out there on the field. Just go and sanitise your hands before you start eating your chips.
Thanks, Nicola.
Good on you, Nicola.
Good
I'm
advice.
Writing that down.
Yeah.
Good chief.
She is a good CHO. Brett Sutton's not. And
I don't like Brett Sutton.
Kerry Chant.
Since he went on a holiday to Canberra while everyone else was locked down.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Now he's locking us down again.
Yeah,
hope
that's
you're happy,
true.
Mate. Where are you, by the way?
Yep.
He should put on one of those anklets they make prisoners wear so we know he's at home.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Because Brett, who likes to lock us all down, thinks it's okay to go to an awards ceremony in Canberra while everyone else is stewing.
Okay.
Their business is crumbling.
We'll clown him then.
And he's clown him.
Done.
Absolutely. He lost a lot of his moral authority when he pissed off to Canberra.
Mm.
As I said, mate, it's one set of rules for you, one set of rules for the other.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Doesn't make sense.
Mate, one in all in.
You lost a lot of people and a lot of goodwill on that front. Can we take Russell, please?
Yeah. G'day, Russell.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Who do you want to clown, Russell?
Dave, if that's all right, please, Nick.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, I'm all ears. Dave, what for?
I'm fairly certain yesterday on the show, Dave referred to his name as being hot when a fellow Dave called in.
I know what you're talking about.
Hang on. It's all coming back to me. Dave, play it. Dave, it's a common name.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a common name.
Pretty hot.
Jeez. Wow. Name one hot.
Voice is a worry too, I reckon.
Russell, you're right. Name one hot Dave.
Dave Grohl. There you go. Foo Fighters front man. Ladies, am I right? No one? Okay. That's all I got. David Attenborough.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Dave O'Neill. Dave.
Actually, come to think of it, you're right. No, Dave. There's no other Daves. I can't think of any Daves.
There's no one. Hey, Duke.
Case of Brick Lane draft on its way for you there.
Good
Russell.
On you, Russell.
Thanks, guys. Good weekend. See you.
Yeah,
see you, mate. Andrew's on the line. Andrew, who do you want to clown?
How are you, Mickey? Kate Hopkins.
Katie Hopkins, absolutely. Came out here. She's not a nice person. Her views are horrific.
Mm.
She's insulted migrants. She's insulted everybody. She's come out here, flouted our immigration laws, made fun of our lockdown, and got sent home for this post, I believe it was.
So what I've been doing, this is so sad. As someone knocks on the door, I'm trying to get to the door and spring it open and frighten the shit out of them and do it naked with no face mask. And I want the sergeant in the foyer to come up and tell me off so that I can stand there naked while he tells me off.
Yeah, missed the mark on everyone, Tony.
No good. Feel for that man when he opened the door. Right. Had a look at that.
That's a silly thing to do.
See that. See ya. Yeah. Well done. Let's take Neil. Neil, who do you want to clown?
Hey, Mickey. How are you, mate?
Good, buddy. Who do you want to clown?
I took my little 12-year-old to a little Italian restaurant up in Paddington, Brisbane. We're not in lockdown.
Good on you. Well done.
We ordered a carbonara, some beers, wines, pizza, etc., and a bowl of plain pasta, which I got. It wasn't enough to fill a 12-year-old, so I ordered another one, and I got the bill. Mate, the carbonara was $25. The plain pasta was two times $24, so $48 for a plain pasta.
And plain pasta? What do you mean by plain? What type of
pasta? Nothing at all, just boiled pasta.
The pasta, any sauce, any meat to go with
nothing,
it?
Nothing more, mate.
What?
The fussiest leader in the world. I went, no, none of this, none of that.
Was it al dente at least?
But how's this? I said, all right, guys, can I just query this? And yeah, give them a week, go home and cook yourself. Oh, lovely.
All right, well, hey, duke him, Dave. Give him something. It sounds like a tale of woe.
Watch that bad taste out of your mouth.
Have some lunch with your 12-year-old daughter, daddy-daughter day.
Yeah.
And cop that from some...
$40. As a person who paid $56 for fish and chips, I'm furious on your behalf, Neil. That's no good.
All right, I think we've got time for one more quickly. Yes, Troy. Troy, yes, who do you want to clown?
Hey, Mickey. Hey, Dave. Unfortunately, Dave, I've got to clown you.
Yes.
Why do I always cop it, by the way?
For what?
You never get clowned.
Well, because you keep putting your foot in it, Dave. That's what happened? You. There was a little poo jogging incident earlier on this week.
Yes.
Now, I don't clown the poo jogging incident. When you got to go, you got to go.
You do, thank you.
When you have to tell people in that office and expect to be kept in confidence, that's why I'm clowning you.
Mate, he's a clown. He's a poo jogger from way back.
I'm not
he does it. Every time you leave the house, you should take
rubbish.
A roll of toilet
And here's
paper
the thing. So I had to try to distract the office because they were talking about hoarding. I go, oh, you're a hoarder, Dave. You're a hoarder. So I had to sort of talk about something else to get them off that train of thought. And that's why I brought up. I said, oh, I did for a poo in the woods today and sort of got them off track. But that's come
I
back to
I know how
me.
To throw off the scent. I'll tell them I did a poo in the woods.
I wasn't thinking clear at the time.
Duke David Hasselhoff. There you go. Cool Dave.
Join us next week on the show with Celia Pakola to join us, Neroli Meadows, Grant Hackett, Ross Noble, Denise Scott, Jim Jeffries, Limo, and Merrick Watts. Should be a huge week of Malloy. Back Monday to drive you home again on Triple M.